Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 6:45. We now continue with a preview of the second part of our conversation with Doñana County Manager Fernando Macias. Macias, a former judge, shared with me how the county can avoid future scandals and how he proposes they address behavioral health. Over the last few years, the county has faced multiple scandals, most recently the Sheriff's Department, the County Commission, and also the County Treasurer's Office. What are some of the steps that you've taken so far to ensure that taxpayers and residents in the county can know that things are kind of getting turned around as far as policy goes within the county?
Well, first of all, you set a personal example. This is a key position that basically has the administrative oversight over all of the county. As we hire our new employees, we put them through orientation in terms of the responsibility, the price that is paid for a lapse in ethics or a violation of the laws of New Mexico. So there are always those consequences. So we're trying to orient the workforce to make sure that we can diminish the incidences that have occurred, that there is a better understanding, that there is a level of confidence that because before you make certain decisions, you consult with the county's management and legal staff so that you understand the consequences of the decisions that you're being made.
One of the things that I was involved with last year was an investigation into behavioral health here in southern New Mexico, and through a records request, KRWG was able to find that at the Doñana County Detention Center in 2016, there were over 11,000 inmates booked into the county detention center. During that same time, over 56,700 instances took place where inmates required behavioral health services. Substance abuse services were required over 10,400 times. You know, during this time, there's a county triage center that sits vacant. Where are we with this triage center as far as being up and being operational to where we can perhaps address this issue of behavioral health within the county?
Right. First of all, let me suggest to you that those statistics have to be analyzed with a greater degree of insight into the problem. Part of the problem is having inmates who are dealing with serious mental health illnesses. Those individuals, we've been able to begin a process of early identification so that we can work with those individuals. When you use these statistics, they also include individuals that are facing serious charges, that because they are incarcerated, because they are away from their families, are dealing with depression, with other kinds of issues. And certainly we have nearly $6 million contract with a service provider for both medical and mental health related issues. Let me be real blunt. They built the triage center in the wrong location, where you find the majority of individuals that are dealing with serious mental health issues are around Camp Hope, up El Paseo. The best location for a triage crisis center would have been in that general area. So what we're planning to do right now, and we're looking at different options, our mental health providers in the detention center are in a jail pod. A doctor for his office has a jail cell. So we're planning to retrofit, I'm planning to recommend that we retrofit the what we've referred to as the crisis triage center into a facility that will house our mental health staffing, and so that the treatment of the individuals who are in custody and in all likelihood will not leave custody until they've completed their legal process because of the severity of the charge that they're facing, they will be treated in that facility. We'll be able to open up another pod. We'll be able to handle a higher level of individuals that have been incarcerated. We are trying to a great degree, and I'm very familiar with a process that will work to move people through the judicial process faster so that they're not staying as long as they historically have within the detention center. It is a great priority. There are a number of different components that have to be addressed and planned, but we hope to be coming forward with a broader proposal within the next few months.
That was Doñana County Manager Fernando Macias. You can listen to the entire interview Saturday on Images at 5:30 and also at krwg.org.